Let's talk a little bit of golf as we say hello to Kyle Robbins, SB Nation golf writer, who joins us on this Friday. Kyle, thank you so much for the time. How are you?
Good, guys. Good. How about yourself?
Excellent. Lots going on in sports. We watch a little March Madness. We look up at the other monitor to see what Tiger's doing and how things are going at Bay Hill. It is getting to be a couple weekends in a row. Golf is now – hey, being a golf writer is always good, but how much better has it been in the last couple weeks for you?
Business is great when Tiger Woods is playing. I tell you what, it's a lot easier, one, for me to get radio spots than for guys like you to pay attention to me. But, no, it's always better. You know, our job's easier. There's so many more people that are interested in the game when he is he's contending and he's back. And you know, necessarily it's tough because as a guy that knows how many compelling stories that we have on tour week to week, you know, it's easy for us to say, oh, golf's better off. And I should never say golf's better off, but golf's interesting without him. But knowing how many eyeballs last week, I think doing something like a 5 rating at the Valspar Championship, that's ridiculous. That's playoff playoff football types of rating almost. I don't know. I'm not a TV guy, but yeah. It's a high rating. That's a ridiculous rating for the Valspar Championship. And to have that many people interested in golf and a sport that sometimes people say or it's dying or something like that, it's amazing. And it reminds folks, one, still why CBS and NBC pay a lot of money to have PGA Tour rights. Because the second that he steps back out and he gets into contention, those kind of numbers, that's ridiculous, the type of ratings that and interest that he can just bring in by being back in contention.
It's amazing that Tiger is still this kind of story, right? Because, like, he almost, like, crosses into two different generations now. It feels like he's been gone forever, and yet as soon as he's back on the leaderboard, all golf fans, new and old, are back in tuning in. I'm among them.
It's interesting that you guys say that. So I kind of wrote last year, to be frank, I thought I'd written Tiger off a little bit as a writer and as a guy that follows the game and that has played at a competitive level in the college game, at least not near the PGA Tour. Knowing what it's like to try to at least get back to at least some sort of competitive level, how hard that is being off for a period of time. I thought I was like, certainly this is, we've written everything. And that's what I said. I was like, we've written everything that we can about Tiger Woods. I don't think there's anything else to say. The character development is done. This is the most interesting guy I think that we've had in sports in the last 25 years. And that's hard for me to, it's hard for me to kind of get my equilibrium about that because as a golf writer, we're so centric around Tiger. But I think this is the most compelling character that we've had in North American sports in the last 25, 30 years because just of the unique storyline around Tiger and what he has done for the sport and then has obviously, you know, the issues that we had in 2009, 2010, the infidelities, the scandals, and then the injuries and everything that we've gone through and now back here, if he's ever able to win one major championship again, that's one of the most ridiculous stories we've ever had in American sports and just through and through. So it's hard to put into words and it's something that I've written about over and over again and just the character development of Tiger and everything that means. So I hear you quite a bit.
He's even with a hole left. So 4-under to start the day in his second round at Bay Hill. And he remains at 4-under with one hole left from what we've been able to watch. I think the putter has been close, but has let him down quite a bit so far today. Do you believe that there's anyone out there that is still intimidated? Is a Jordan Spieth excited to have Tiger back and go, okay, I wondered if when I was at my best, if I could handle you. Now I'm in my prime. Is he thrilled to get the opportunity? And are there as many PGA Tour players go, man, I hope this guy gets on a run so I can see what he's like at Augusta?
I think that's the overwhelming sentiment among some of these other guys, among Jordan Spieth, among Justin Thomas's, among even the younger international guys, the Hideki Matsuyama, the Thomas Peters, the Tommy Fleetwoods of the world that are coming and you know getting their first taste of Tiger even being at a tournament or being at least involved in the conversation, really. These guys are excited because they're Tiger fans. These are guys that grew up. It's like the NBA players that got to the league and got to play alongside Kobe or play a game with Kobe. It's I would almost really call it fandom, and getting to play alongside them. So I don't know if they appreciate that air that we had back from 1997 to 2000, you know, 10, even 13, we might call it, with that Tiger intimidation factor, where you got paired with a Tiger Woods and you were just so shook out of your shoes that you're going to shoot 81 when you're on a Sunday or on a Saturday. You know, we saw Sam Burns, a kid that doesn't even have 22-year-old out of LSU, that doesn't even have status, really didn't have status on the web.com tour until the qualifying tournament this year, is trying to play his way onto the PGA Tour through Monday qualifiers, gets in that in the Honda Classic, final round of the Honda Classic, goes down and beats Tiger, a kid with no PGA Tour card, no PGA Tour status whatsoever, and he's able to go up and deal with it and play with them. Because I think these guys are fans. They don't necessarily – they never experienced what he was like at the top of his game. I think he can get back there, but I think these guys are excited. They're like you and really like you and me from talking to some of them and understanding. They just want to see him back, and they want to see him win. And he really does have fans out there amongst the peers that he plays with every day.
Well, yeah, but a guy like Sam Burns and others, they've been playing Tiger Woods video games. So they've, right. They felt, right, that they've probably played with him for 4 hours a day.
It's so different for those guys because it's just not – you didn't experience, you know, walking down. You didn't live the life of a Vijay Singh or an Ernie Els or a Sergio Garcia of trying to walk alongside him when he was in that killer mode in the, you know, in the 2000s of, you know, the Tiger character is just so different to them. And it's not necessarily something that they've had to deal with and something that they've realized. And these young guys have developed confidence and they're immensely, immensely talented players. And they're really the guys that were brought to the game by Tiger Woods in and of itself. You know, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth, they'll all talk about that. Patrick Reed, what Tiger Woods had an influence on them as a youngster. And they were guys who were really just brought to the game by Tiger. So I think they see him as an influence, but not necessarily as a peer they're intimidated of just yet. Now we might get there, and we will in short order if he keeps this up.
So what is it you're seeing from Tiger's game that's really working? What is not working to this point? And can we realistically see him contend at the Masters in a couple of weeks?
I think, you know, I was a little bit of a skeptic, just knowing competitive golf is hard. And when you go out with your buddies on a Sunday or Saturday or you practice, and anybody that's played the game competitively at any level will tell you this, it's something completely different being thrown in a competitive setting and being thrown into Sunday. And the thing that I think is promising, especially about last week at the Valspar, hopefully this week if he can hang around, obviously Lee getting a little bit out there, Henrik Stenson, Bryson DeChambeau throwing down some great numbers, Ricky Fowler, Rory McIlroy, lots of good names, a little bit ahead of him on that leaderboard. But if he can play his way a little bit back in contention at the finish and tomorrow, play his way at least onto the leaderboard and into the conversation at Bay Hill, that gives him mental reps. And that's almost, I'm stealing a football term of that mental rep of going through things on Sunday. That's the thing that I'm most concerned about with Tiger. It's just basically is going through that Sunday grind, is going through the mental process, because it is exhausting for anyone that's ever experienced it at any level, trying to grind through 18 holes to close out a victory and to win a golf tournament. Obviously, there's nobody that's ever been good at it or great at it like Tiger Woods was and is. But I think getting back into that, this is a guy that hasn't won since 2013. It's been 5 years. And finishing second and third and fourth and fifth is something completely different than winning. I think we've shown that Tiger can contend. He loves Augusta. He knows Augusta. There's nobody better there. I will not be shocked at all. I will actually be more surprised if he's not in the top 10 come Sunday, walking around Augusta National. But the thing that I'm, you know, a little bit shaky still off the tee in terms of getting that consistent ball flight, being predictable and knowing, are we going to hit a draw? Are we going to hit a cut off the tee? Short game looks great. Really, you know, a little bit shaky today with the putter, but I think more and more it's really just the mental reps of going through the grind, of going through the process of trying to win a golf tournament. And will he be ready to actually close that deal at Augusta? I don't know. That's tough. I'd like to see him win one time before we get there, and we're probably not going to get that unless he really plays his way back into contention this week. But it's just the mental grind of going through, of being in that pressure, shaky, sweaty situation, going into Amen Corner on the 12th hole, hitting that tee shot on the par three. That's what I think Tiger will miss most, even though he's the greatest ever at that. 5 years away from winning is a long time, and just that mental process of going through that grind, that'll be the biggest thing to him getting back. The physical game, it's all there. Every step of the way, that is all there right now.
Kyle, as you said and admitted, you wrote him off last year. I think so many people, and I'll include myself, that never thought we would see this again, where he would be in contention and he would be a factor and part of golf talk every weekend. Now, it's fun to talk about him. Thanks for joining us. We'll reach out again, I'm sure.
Hey, guys. Take care as always. Hopefully we will. Here in a few weeks.
All right. There's Kyle Robbins of SB Nation Golf Writer.
Sportsnet 650.